Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Field was drawn in. Cruz will drift back into center and drop the ball, and Duran will score. Swing and a busted bat pop up in the infield. It'll be the shortstop. Rafaela makes the catch, and the game ends. The Pirates have lost six in a row, and they fall to 11-11 after the 6-1 defeat at the hands of the.
No, I thought it generally sucked. I didn't think it was a specific suck. I thought it was like an all-encompassing type of suck.
There you go. Some Interpol for the people. I wonder if Interpol's ever been played on 93.7 The Fan.
Probably not.
But the song is fitting. The title, Everything Is Wrong. Everything is wrong. The Pirates start 9-2. They're now 2-9 in their last 11 games. That has them straight up at 11-11, a 500 ball club. And I feel like if the Pirates have been going up and down this year, one win, one loss, or a couple of wins, couple of losses. If the Pirates had been consistently 500, my voice cracked, consistently 500, I feel like we'd be having a different conversation today. Oh, we thought this would be a team. I predicted them to go 81-81. You sit here at 11-11, and you had done it consistently up and down, I think we'd be going, okay, they're kind of who we thought they were.
Right.
But they started so well, and they've been so bad now the last 11 games, that now it has people concerned. And it has me, frankly, a little bit concerned. It is a long season. I'm not saying that they're done. I'm not saying this is a bad ball club. But man, apart from starting pitching, they can't do anything right now, Doran. And you said before the year, it is incumbent upon this group, when you're down, don't have the prolonged losing streaks. And here they are, losers of six in a row and losers of 9-11.
Where did it go wrong? It's kind of the question, you know. I mean, well, it's not the question, but and the question really is what's wrong? I think we know what's wrong, but where did it go wrong? When did it go wrong? And why is it so wrong right now? And why can't they figure out a way to get back? That's basically what I was trying to say, as well as, you know, cutting those losses in half, those losing streaks in half. But you got to figure out a reason why. You got to figure out the motive why you're playing the way you are, and figure out the, you know, the counter to playing well again. And I don't, it's worrisome in a way because of why they're playing wrong. And that's the hitting, that's the errors, that's defensively. And then you want to throw pitching. It's really everything, but the hitting and not being able to get, you know, barrel to ball and being able to score runs, something that you were very, very good at in the first batch of games. It's just, it's very worrisome. And how do you come back from that? How do you make that a positive now? People are calling out Haynes again. Like, I mean, that was a big discussion last year, the hitting coach. And, you know, how do you get your guys, keep your guys engaged? And why are they not engaged? What happened? Like, why are they not hitting the way that they were before?
Why is everybody not hitting?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not just one or two guys. Like, why are they turning this page right now and not figuring out a way to get through it?
We thought coming into the year that, okay, every team's going to go through stretches. So we knew that. But we had also said things like, they've got thumpers in the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
So even when you're not able to string hits together, even if you might go through the doldrums, even though you might be on a team-wide slump, you've got guys that can put the ball over the fence. And so we should not expect this team to have those prolonged droughts. And we've even seen the power dry up for these guys. And, man, it's embarrassing to lose to that Red Sox team. Three straight. Like, this isn't the 0-4 Red Sox that they just honored. In fact, Ben Cherington, he had his show yesterday on 93.7 The Fan, and he said, yeah, the Red Sox are going through some stuff. They're banged up right now. And so hopefully we can go out there and get that win today. You never hear a general manager or a manager say something like that in the 162-game stretch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we look at what they're putting out there today, and we think they could get a win. Think about what they did throw out there, these Red Sox. This Dolbeck guy is hitting 0-33. Their next hitter, 174. Then 255. Then 159. The bottom half of their lineup is as bad of a bottom half of a lineup as you're going to see. And their leadoff hitter's hitting 162, and you give up six runs, and you get swept in a game where you feel like you could salvage the series when you've got a starter in Martin Perez who's been very good for you thus far. It was an embarrassing end to an embarrassing series in the midst of an embarrassing stretch. And you bring up Andy Haynes, and I'm happy you do, Doran. And you can text us 412-928-9370. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The thing that the Pirates did early in the season was they saw a lot of pitches. They grinded out at bats. They drove up the pitch count for the opposing starters. They got into the soft underbelly of bullpens, and then they hit the ball hard. They're still seeing a lot of pitches, but now I feel like, Doran, it's to their detriment. The Pirates have been caught looking for strike three 61 times this year. That leads Major League Baseball. There is not much in sports that is more aggravating than when you are caught looking for strike three, and it seems to happen a ton with guys on base. 29.3% of the time, they're caught looking. That is the third highest percentage in Major League Baseball. The league average is 24%. So they're 5% over league average in terms of being caught looking. The Pirates are swinging. Sorry to bog y'all down with numbers, but I think they're telling here. The Pirates swing at 44.7% of pitches seen. That's the third lowest in baseball. They're not getting the bat off their shoulders. They're only swinging at 71.6% of the strikes that are thrown, which is the fourth lowest in baseball. So only 70% of the time are they swinging at strikes. 30% of the time they're taking strikes. Now, not all strikes are created equal. You know, some are going to be on the edges of the zone. They're not good pitches to hit or drive, and if you swing, you might roll over. I get that. But this is the philosophy from Andy Haynes, is we're going to look at pitches. We're going to drive up pitch counts. We are going to be selective, and we're going to get into the bullpen. Now, I think it's too much analysis by paralysis right now, Doran. I think these hitters need to be more aggressive. If you see a pitch early in the count that's middle-middle, they're taking far too many of those pitches. Let it fly.
Yeah.
Take your rips. Connor Joe was good yesterday, and he's been good. He's hitting 286. But apart from that, you know, Key Brian Hayes has probably been their best hitter. Apart from those two guys, you're looking at Brian Reynolds hitting 264, Sawinski at 191, Kutch at 173. Tellez has been terrible. He's got one extra base hit all season long. O'Neill Cruz is hitting 209. We'll hit on him in a minute. Jared Chirillo, 227. All those guys that I mentioned, I think are good major league hitters, and they're hitting at or below or near the Mendoza line right now. Just let them be them. Get up there and swing the bat. If I'm Andy Haynes and I'm thinking about how to change my approach just to get things going again, I'm sitting everybody down. I'm doing a video session and I'm saying, guys, I know we're supposed to be this patient ball club. Forget about that for these next few games. Just let it rip, swing the bat, and see what happens. You got to change something. This philosophy, it killed them last year. This philosophy killed Milwaukee when Haynes was up there. It's killing them now. Swing the bat.
So the last six games, from what you've seen, do you say it's the players or you say it's coaching?
It's hard
or
to,
is it both?
It's both, because it's hard to remove the players from any culpability here. But they all have the same problem.
Right, right. So if it's a philosophy thing, then I would have to err on it being coaching.
Mm-hmm. I think it's mostly coaching right now.
Like, if you're a player, like, and you want to get aggressive, like, in baseball, do you have the leeway to do that even though there's a philosophy that is being put upon you? Like, that is kind of my question. Like, that's where I'm just like, you know, I'm actually asking a question. I need educated on that. Like, if I'm at the plate and there's a whole philosophy of how we want to approach each game at the plate, but I'm at the plate and I know that I'm getting one right down the middle, like, do I stick with the philosophy? It's like being a quarterback and calling off the play that's in the huddle and saying, like, okay, I'm audible now, even though I'm not supposed to, but I feel like we can get the right look and the right coverage. Like, are they capable of being like, okay, like, philosophy is what it is, but I'm a baseball player, and I have to be one right now, and I have to go hit.
Yeah, I would have a hard time crushing them if I'm the hitting coach, if I'm Derek Shelton, if you see middle, and you let fly. Like, I think these guys do need to take it upon themselves. If you see a pitch to hit,
I mean,
then go for it. And your approach should be now, when you get up to the dish, I'm sitting right now dead red fastball, and I'm going to let it fly. And if they happen to flip something up on the black, all right, fine. But I'm looking middle third trying to drive, or I'm looking upper, you know, I'm looking for a fastball out over the plate if I want to try to hit the ball the other way. I just think the philosophy needs to be, I'm looking for this. If I get it, I'm swinging, baby. And if I don't get it, all right, so be it. I'll live with that. But it shouldn't be, all right, count 0-0, and I'm just taking the first pitch. Or it's 2-0, and I'm just taking the taking that pitch. No. That ain't working right now, and so change it. And it's incumbent upon the players to try to change their own philosophy when they get up to the plate. But I do think if I'm Andy Haynes, I'm sitting there and I'm going, you know what? Let's have a team meeting. I know what we've been coached to do before. Let's go up there and let's just try to have some fun with this thing and swing the bat. Because what they're doing right now is just not working at all. And it was a problem last year. Now, not only are they bad at the plate, the defense is embarrassing. Embarrassing. Ben Cherington said on his radio show yesterday, he thinks the defense will get better because they've got good players. I've thought that the whole time. But now you're 22 games into this thing, and the defense has been disastrous. They have the fourth most errors in Major League Baseball with 17. The other teams who have errors at that clip are all bad baseball teams.
Mm-hmm.
They're better than that. And that's something that I look at as coaching, too. So, Derek Shelton, you're a hitting coach by trade. You need to get them out of this funk. But from a fundamental standpoint, you know, they're getting thrown out on the bases as well. They're doing a lot of the little things wrong. And they were doing those things wrong when they were winning games, too. You keep doing it over an expanded period of time, it's going to cost you baseball games. That's where they are. It's one thing to lose. It's one thing to be embarrassing. And right now, they're embarrassing. And it led to one of the funnier postgame calls I've ever heard on Dan Zangrilli's postgame show yesterday. We'll play some of that for you coming up next. Also, O'Neal Cruz, just to narrow it down even more, is really struggling. What do the Pirates need to do to help him get going? And are they considering sending him down to AAA? Wait until you hear what Ben Cherington said about that yesterday. That's on the way.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think the simplest answer is just let them play. Just keep playing. You know, it doesn't mean there's not a lot of work going on behind the scenes to support him and continue to coach him, et cetera. Of course there is, but the biggest, simplest thing is just keep playing. He missed an entire season. He had basically an entire season. And he had a very significant injury that required a lot of work and a rehab, and he poured himself into that, to his credit. Personally speaking, nothing that's happened for him so far this season has been all that surprising for me. He's done some great things, and we know he's capable of doing that, and he's had some days where he's been challenged.
You were making a face. Why are you making a face?
I mean, I know what we do in our show and what we plan and what's coming up usually. Sometimes I don't, because I like it to be organic, but I knew there what was coming up. And if I closed my eyes, I would have thought that was Kyle Dubas talking.
Ha!
That sounded just like, I mean, they sound almost, to me, like if you played sound of Kyle Dubas, I think that it would sound exactly the same.
I think Ben Cherington and Kyle Dubas are as good as it gets at saying a lot while not giving you a lot.
Yeah.
Now, that was Ben Cherington talking about O'Neal Cruz, and he says, look, Cruz has really been struggling. It's not all that unexpected. He missed most of last year. He had a nice spring training, but you got to get your timing right. So he's just going to have to play through it. O'Neal Cruz, through an interpreter, said this.
It's like I said, it's all about confidence. I've been losing my confidence a little bit lately. And, you know, but like I said, game by game, I'll hopefully get it back soon.
Hopefully his interpreter isn't spending millions and millions of dollars on gambling, but through the interpreter there, O'Neal Cruz says he is losing confidence. And I get that. I mean, you can speak to that as a professional athlete, Doran. It's hard.
Yeah.
Of course it's hard.
Uh-huh.
And he missed a full year, and as Ben Cherington said, not only from a timing standpoint, but from an everything standpoint, that was a major injury and a major surgery that he had to deal with and had to rehab through. So I don't know that anybody should be all that surprised. Here's where I'll come in, though. You know, Ben says keep rolling him out there. He'll play through it. He'll get better. I'd give it another week or so. If he's hitting 209 and the swings aren't showing you that he's getting better, I think I would send him down to AAA. And I know that he talked about confidence.
All right, that's...
And there's a fine line there. But I also look at this team, and I say it's time to win baseball games. This team needs to win. This team needs to contend for a division championship. This isn't about development right now. It's about winning. And it needs to be about winning. It's year five with Ben Cherington. You need O'Neal Cruz to be good to win. Nobody's going to disagree with that. How do you get that O'Neal Cruz back? He does need to keep playing through it. But if he's going to keep playing through it, they have him hitting eighth yesterday. They've had him down in the lineup. He's hitting 209. He's been awful. The strikeout number, he's on pace to break records of strikeouts. I can't wait around for him to get going at the expense of my baseball team here and have him be part of the reason why they're losing games. And what is happening now behind or at the dish, the hitting struggles are now manifesting themselves in the field where he drops that pop-up yesterday.
Yeah.
So I'd give him a couple of weeks, maybe a week or two, 10 days, whatever, see if he can start to hit his way out of it because they need him to. If he can't, play every day at AAA, figure it out, get your timing back. We'll get you back up soon, but I can't roll him out there every day and have him lose baseball games for us.
If they're going to win, he has to be a huge component of that.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's where I don't think that you can even risk doing that. I don't think you could risk setting him down, because if you're actually going to win and get on a streak, he's going to be a huge component of that. And then you bring up the confidence thing. And I say this all the time, and, you know, I'm going to be, by in a couple months, a huge baseball savant, But, you know, heading into this and talking about this, you know, I never really was a proponent of sending guys up and down, back and forth because of the confidence thing. Now, I know that there's other intricacies that are had whenever you do that to actual baseball people. But just thinking of a young athlete that hasn't played, you know, really in a whole year, was out last year from an injury, and he's telling you that he has confidence issues. He's not confident in himself, and then you send him down. That's just going to get a guy in the tank, in my opinion.
It could.
And I don't want to risk that because I need him to win, even though he is slumping right now. I trust that a guy of his caliber will get through it, and he has to get through it with the guys that he in the game that he's going to actually play.
That's why I'm trying to thread the needle here. Like, I want to give him the opportunity to figure it out here at the major league level. I mean, that's the best case scenario, obviously. Hit the ball hard, maybe see one hit off the fence, or you gap one, or heck, maybe accidentally hit one out of the ballpark, and then all of a sudden, all right, mm-hmm. I'm O'Neal Cruz. I'm good. And then all of a sudden it starts to click, and then he can go on a tear and he can carry your baseball team. That's the best case scenario. But if we go 10 or so more days and he has become an automatic out in this lineup, one that they have to push down the order because Derek Shelton says he doesn't want him to put too much pressure on himself, I need him playing every day, but I also don't need him losing me baseball games. And what would the alternative be? Well, Alika Williams is actually hitting the ball well. He's more of a defensive specialist. But can you get by with him at shortstop for a couple of weeks and then call up Nick Gonzalez and see what he can offer? I mean, that would be what I would do if, again, in 10 days, he's still swinging the bat the way that he is.
Mm-hmm.
Because you consider what Nick Gonzalez has done in AAA. He's on a 19-game on-base streak, so that's every game. He's gotten on base every game he's played at AAA. He's has a hit in 18 of the 19 games at AAA. He's hitting .385. Now, we know Nick Gonzalez was very bad last year as a Pittsburgh Pirate, and really he didn't have a great minor league season last year. But he's hot right now. I would do that in 10 days. 10 days or so. I've kind of given a moving target here, but you'll know with your eyes, man, O'Neal, every day. He's still struggling, still struggling, still struggling. Oh my gosh, it's carried over to defense. All right, get out of here. Get out of here.
Man, that'd be a shame.
It would be a shame.
I mean, a real shame. I mean, like, think about it. All the talk in the offseason, all the talk, even like, oh no, Cruz back in the lineup. They're this team. And if you have to send him down to have him figure out his stuff, like, I just, that'd be a damn shame.
It'd be a big L. It'd be an L for them early in the season. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's inarguable. If you send him down, that is not good. But you also need him to be a principal part of this team, and I think sending him down could do him some good. And I'm usually loath to do that because of the confidence stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I would argue too, man, and I had been totally against this before, if and when Yasmani Grandal is healthy and able and ready to go, I might even consider doing the same thing with Henry Davis. Because every time right now you throw those guys into the lineup, they're actively helping you lose baseball games. Neither one of those two guys can hit. One's 1-1. The other was one of the best prospects in baseball who we think could be a 30-30 guy. If sending him down could help him get it back together, then you have to have every single option on the table. Because this team, we talked about them maybe being a team that could contend for the division. You ain't sniffing it. I don't care when Skeens comes up. You ain't sniffing it if those two guys play the way that they've played. That'll be the subject of our Fan Morning Show Twitter poll, brought to you by P.J. Fitzpatrick, Home Improvement, Trust PJ.com. Would you send O'Neal Cruz down to AAA? Coming up next, we'll let you hear that post-game call with Dan Zangrilli that is just wild. And also, it is low-key, a big, maybe not even low-key, it's a big start tonight for Jared Jones. Why? We'll tell you, and we'll hear from Ben Cherington on Jared Jones coming up next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
I've been asked, well, how do you know you're right? And the answer is, I don't. Like, we don't know that you're right. We're right. It's, you know, we can't be certain that we're right about, you know, these decisions and how we are going about it. What we're working to do and trying to do every day is to be as thoughtful as we can about, based on all of the inputs we have, all the information we have, and there's a lot of it. A lot of it comes from the pitcher himself. Some of it comes from other sources. Some of it comes from history, research, et cetera. Factoring all those inputs, including the team winning games, that's the most important input, and make the best decisions we can that put a pitcher in a position to help the Pirates over time win the most possible games. That's the goal.
So that's Ben Cherington yesterday on the Ben Cherington Show right here on 93.7 The Fan. Good job by Joe Block in that conversation. And Jared Jones is going to take the ball today for the Buccos. And look, Cherington admits, we hope this is the right course of action. We hope we're doing the right things with Jared Jones, with Paul Skeens. And part of the plan is based on science. The other part of the plan is just, hey, this is what we think is the best available route to go with these guys. Here's what I'll say about tonight's start, though, Dorn. He goes 59 pitches, 50 strikes the last time out, Jared Jones. In just a dynamite performance, he gets pulled after five innings. All right, that was the first time he was going on 4 days rest. That's the first time he was going on the fifth day at the major league level. All right, well, he's doing it here, right? Well, they had the off day. I don't know, counting math. Math is hard. I don't really care. Ben Cherington said winning baseball games is important. You and I defended the Pirates.
Mm-hmm.
We defended Derek Shelton. We defended the organization. And we thought that, okay, it made some sense to pull Jared Jones and their reasoning behind it the last time out. Well, now they're on a six-game losing streak. They got to let him go 80, 85, 90 pitches today. They got to let him be what he was the first three starts of the year. You need a stopper. Mitch Keller didn't do it. Martin Perez didn't do it. Your best pitcher's on the mound tonight. He is. This is the best arm you've got. Paul Skeens ain't here. This is your guy. You can't have him go 50 pitches. You can't have him go 60 pitches. If he's pitching well and he has the opportunity to take that ball into the sixth or seventh inning because they gave him the rest the last time out, he should be fresh. You let him go tonight because you need a win and it's against a division opponent.
Yeah, there's a time and place to do that, to tinker with
things,
right? There's a time and place. And where they're at, it's like, okay, like we still have a winning record and we're still, you know, on the plus side, if you will. But right
or
now,
500, same deal. But yeah,
at the time,
oh, I see what you're saying. Sorry.
Yeah, now they are. But yeah, at the time, that was the time and place to be able to tinker and be like, you know, okay, well, there's going to be a stoppage. There's going to be, hey, a pitch count. There's going to be an innings count. You're able to do that stuff whenever you do have a winning record with a young pitcher like Jared Jones. But right now, you're desperate. And if he's your only positive, you know, spot, and he's pitching well, like, you got to let him go. You got to win this baseball game.
Yeah.
Because just going back to what we've been saying, I mean, it's six games in a row. You cannot make it seven, especially against a division opponent.
Right, and that's what it is for me. Like, they said they're going to be thoughtful about the way that they use Jared Jones because they want him to be able to pitch down the road here, and they don't want to have to shut him down at some point. All right, he just went 59 pitches, and you picked your spot, and it made sense to me, to you, because they said he was going on 4 days rest.
Mm-hmm.
Understandable for us. A lot of other people don't see it that way. Joe Starkey, I think, has done every show, all 4 hours on this since it happened. And I get that. I get the angst. I get the frustration. I get all of it. Today's different for me. You can't have him go out there and do 59 pitches again. You can't have him go out there and throw five innings again. Now, if he struggles, that's different.
Right.
I don't expect him to struggle.
Right. But if he's shoving, like, I mean.
If he's shoving, you let him go as deep as he can. I don't know that they'd let him go to 100 pitches. That's not what I'm talking about. But if he's going to be efficient again, and if he's sitting there at 59, 60 pitches through five innings, you damn and better be giving him the ball for the sixth. And if he's out there at 75 pitches through six, you let him go out there for the seventh. And if you need to have a guy warming up in the bullpen, then fine. But you need a stopper. Keller wasn't. Martin Perez wasn't. You can't hit right now at all. You're looking at too many strike threes. Not one guy in the lineup, apart from Brian Reynolds or from Key Brian Hayes, is carrying their weight right now. I guess Connor Joe, but he's just Connor Joe. You're going to win this baseball game today against a division opponent. You're going to do so on the back of that young man.
Mm-hmm.
So let him go.
Mm-hmm.
412-928-9370. That's the phone number if you want to discuss. Someone did call that phone number last night to talk to our guy Dan Zangrilli on the postgame show. And, man, we're 22 games in. 22 games in. It's a 162-game season. There's a buck 40 of these things to go. That's not the tone or tenor of the call.
We ask everybody to be efficient, brief, make your point. Greg in Youngstown, go ahead, lead it off.
Hey, Dan, here's the thing. Next 30 days, if they don't turn it around and hit, McCutchen should be gone, and that hitting coach should be fired. No more excuses. I mean, I'm tired of it as a fan. This is 5 years of garbage. Time to turn it around. No hugs. I don't want to hear, I'm going to give a guy a hug. No, you perform, or you're gone. That's it. And Cruz, if he can't get his head together, you go back to AAA and get your head back together. We got to start treating this team like a real team and not like we're in spring training, honestly.
What do you have against McCutchen?
He's not hitting.
Did you watch his at-bats today?
He's not hitting. He is not hitting.
Did you watch his at-bats today?
He's 38 years old. We got to bring up a younger player.
I asked you a question. Did you watch his at-bats today?
Who cares?
No. Are you making these blanket statements?
He's not performing.
Did you watch the game?
Listen, Dan, stop defending these players. Stop being the mouthpiece for the Pirates. Stop defending these guys.
You are insane.
Every freaking day after the games.
Are you okay?
We're fed up as fans. We're fed up. Sorry to tell you this.
Are you okay?
We've got Zangrilli on with us today.
Insane.
At 9:35. I can't wait to talk to Dan. Because that was the first call he took. And I actually get it.
Mm-hmm.
I get where the caller's coming. I just said the same thing about Cruz. If he's going to stink for the next 10 days or so, I'd send him down. But the problem is... And the caller's got a good point on Kutch. He's hitting 173. He was 0 for 4 yesterday. And okay, did you watch the at-bats? I get what Dan's saying. The process looks better. So 0 for 4 is 0 for 4, man. 173 is what it is.
Yeah.
But it's a bigger problem than just a guy here or there. Cruz, 209. Triolo, 227. Rowdy Tellez, 210. Kutch, 173. Sawinski, 191. You don't even have Henry Davis in the lineup. He's hitting about .170.
Right.
This is, I think, when everyone's struggling, it is incumbent upon the hitting coach to figure it out. And I will go so far as to say, yeah, if this 10-game slump or so, and they've scored, 9 runs in the 6-game losing streak, if that prolongs itself over the course of the next dozen games or so, I would consider moving on from the hitting coach. I'm not quite there yet. But I kind of understand where that caller's coming from. Hilarious as it was.
Oh, that was funny.
Are you okay?
Are you insane? You're insane.
Coming up next, something happened yesterday that 15-year-old Crowley would have been happy about, but not so much for 33-year-old Crowley. We'll tell you what that is before we dive headfirst into the draft at 7. Oh, that's good producing right there. Little Dave Matthews Band, Doran Dickerson.
Mm-hmm.
50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Before we tell you why the Dave Matthews Band is playing, I gotta take people behind the curtain here. I'm tough to work with. I'll send Callis 15 different emails of audio this morning or every morning just as I say, oh, we should play this for the show. We should do this for the show. Oh, let's do this, blah, blah, blah. And it's not linear. You would think one email with a whole bunch of different clips would suffice. No, I sent him 15 different emails.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, 6:45, 6:50, can we come back with some Dave Matthews? Okay, yeah, sure, Adam, no problem. All right. I popped in just before the segment. Hey, you got Dave Matthews ready?
Yeah, Crowley, no problem at all. I got the Dave Matthews.
And then, of course, no Dave Matthews.
Yeah.
I'm not blaming him. I am blaming him, but I'm also blaming me. Anyhow... We're playing Dave Matthews here because Dave Matthews Band was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, class of 2024. And youngster Crowley went to some Dave Matthews shows, which were religious experiences. It was 420 the other day. It was 420 at every Dave Matthews Band show. The older I got, though, the less and less I like Dave Matthews
Band. Why is that?
I think a lot of it sounds the same.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what I was doing back then was trying to be cool, and I thought Dave Matthews was cool, and I thought listening to Dave Matthews made me cool, but it didn't.
Yep.
And
I can see that.
I think I might have overplayed Dave Matthews in my youth to the point where I now made myself sick of him today.
Mm-hmm.
But congratulations to Dave Matthews Band.
They're solid.
They're fine. I got to be in the right headspace anymore. And like, if I want some music that connotes pot smoking, I don't think that they'd be in my top five anymore. I don't know that they'd be in my top 10 at this point.
Well, I mean, maybe you should use them in a different realm then, not just pot smoking. Maybe you should use them for, hey, I'm cutting the grass. I want to put some Dave Matthews on my phone and put some earpods in, and maybe that would be your outlet for Dave Matthews. Maybe not pot smoking.
Maybe I need to just shift when I listen, is what you're saying.
Yes.
So you do like Dave Matthews.
Sure.
Hmm.
Sure.
Foreigner, also inducted. Mary J. Blige, pipes on her. Jimmy Buffett, posthumously, unfortunately. Cher, Peter Frampton, Kool and the Gang. Ozzy Osbourne, inducted.
Wow.
Any of those stick out to you?
Kool and the Gang, Foreigner, Ozzy Osbourne. Foreigner's, I Have the Tiger, right?
Oh, jeez. I know better than to ask. To bring up music because you're going to ask questions? I don't think so. I'm on it.
No, that's Survivor. Sorry.
Yeah.
What's Foreigner?
Good segment by us. I love Ozzy, though. I mean, he eats the head off of a bat. Crazy train. A lot of Ozzy is going to get played in arenas from now until the end of time, but Mama, I'm Coming Home is my all-time favorite Ozzy Osbourne song. When I read this list, I was driving in today. I was like, what am I going with? I went with a little Ozzy. All right, that's enough of this guy. Award-winning segment there. if we're gonna
bad with music.
I mean, I should just avoid it. I don't know what I'm doing. I wanted to make fun of Dave Matthews Band a little bit. Slightly overrated. Can we meet there?
No, we can. No, they are what they are. They're not overrated.
Very good.
They're Hall of Fame.
Okay, very good. We move on. We move on to the NFL draft. Let's get back into an arena that makes some sense for us, and that's the NFL draft. A couple of mock drafts we need to comb over because they tell two totally different stories. Which of these mocks would we prefer for the Steelers, including going over 1 7-round mock draft? That is next. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here, and so are the deals at Sun Chevrolet. Oh, sunchevy.com.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.